Yo, what's up, party peoples? Live from the 215. It's your boy Ace the Face, Aristotle in the place. I got my man to the right of me, Bino. Say what up.
What the fuck it is.
What it do, what it do. And then I got my boy Stu. Say what up, dog.
What up?
We just out here chilling on this beautiful day. I don't know where y'all at, you know what I'm saying? But where we at, it's like 70 degrees? It's about 70 and sunny today.
About 70. Nice.
So we hope that wherever y'all may be listening to this, y'all having a beautiful, breezy day just like us. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure y'all day right. So what's going on with y'all? What's on y'all mind, man? How we doing it? How we carrying it, y'all?
Well, I'm pretty high energy this week. You know what I'm saying? I'm carrying it pretty well. You know, it's hanging to the right.
It's a little windy
out there.
It's a little
windy. Pause.
Pause.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't get my pause today, so I can throw that in there.
Oh, all right, Stu Pipe, Paul.
You know what it is with me, though, man. Same shit, different toilet, you know.
Likewise.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
And my man I guess he just spinning around the bowl. That was some new shit I heard. That was some new shit.
Spinning around the bowl. What, like the, like go like a goldfish that just be going around and shit?
You know what I'm saying? Like every time, I don't know who I said this to, but I greet one person, I greet everybody same way. They be like, what up? I be like, same shit, different toilet.
Facts.
And then somebody was like, damn, you just spinning around the bowl. I said, damn, that's thorough. Like, damn,
okay.
Like,
yo, that's crazy.
Different toilet. I'm just spinning around the bowl right now.
I got two of those. That's like my favorite, like, sayings as far as like, just like if somebody said greeting, my daily greeting is, like, somebody say, yo, what's up, man? Just another day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, yeah, true shit. And it'd be crazy how just another day can start a whole nother conversation. You feel me? And then another one is, like you said, I'd be like, same shit, different toilet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, but today I use toilet paper. A couple days it'd be like sandpaper and shit, but I'll be getting through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
That's some real big man shit right there.
Hey, yo, you funny
no
as
lie.
Shit.
That's
no
shit
Charmin, all Scots.
Yeah, that's some shit my dad would say.
No, the sandpaper is to insinuate that some days it's rough. Some days you gotta use sandpaper. Some days you gotta shit in the bag. And some days you lucky enough to have toilet paper, nigga.
Did you say some days you gotta shit in the bag?
Shit in the bag, nigga. That's how bad this shit is.
Like that. I ain't never did that before.
He took it back.
I'll shit in the bag. I ain't gonna fraud you. I ain't scared to talk about my pet. Shit in the bag. Had to use my neighbor's bathroom to wash up for a couple days and all that shit. Listen. Them shits made me the man I am today, G. Real
with
right.
That being said, man, this season two of A Pain in the Assholes, you feel me? We switching it up.
Let's do it. Let's
episode
do it.
Two. Episode season two. Two.
The double
and
standards.
The double standards in relationships for males and females and females and males from both standpoints. But I mean, I could talk about this shit all day. I prefer my man, Stu, to give his input. And I'll just, y'all know how I do. You know, you Kyrie, I come through banging like Bron. All right,
I'm the ref, so go ahead and take the floor. My fault. I'm going to do my Morgan thing, Freeman Stu. Thing. And you go ahead and write the story, brother.
You know, we always want to start out with our famous and most key situation that all men find themselves in. I can say that they find themselves in, and from my personal experience is, you know what I mean, like, you don't hit a woman in this day and age.
At all.
Yo.
No goddamn hands. Fuck wrong with y'all.
And then if they hit you, they looking at you like, you better not hit me back, or I'm calling the, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen. Ain't no law getting called in my house, and I'm definitely
And I'm not cutting you off, Stu. We just want to advocate. We're not promoting domestic violence
and
in no shape or form, right?
We just
but I get what you're saying.
This
but
is, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
exactly.
That was like the perfect joint to open it up with. But no, I get what you're saying. That was a good joint.
No,
but
like, you yeah, know,
like. Continue. Give him another joke.
Because
I know exactly,
what you're talking about right there. But a couple people, that might trigger and be like, hold
on. For the females.
You know what I'm saying? I got y'all. Here we go.
Make it plain, brother.
Or.
Take two.
Or he go out and cheat on you. And he a dog.
Scumbag.
He a dirtball. He nasty.
Fuck nigga. Nasty, he just nigga. Another, fuck you just like every other fuck nigga.
Homeless sexual ass nigga.
But you go out, you cheat. Oh, he wasn't satisfying my needs. He wasn't giving me what I needed.
Fact.
He wasn't giving me the attention that
that's
I needed.
The number one.
It's like, oh, all right.
It's like, well, what the hell?
So, fellas, tell me.
Bino, you know, would you like to go?
Hey, I know y'all been here before.
Speaking on all past experiences.
Damn. I think I should spin this to you, Ace, real fast.
Shit.
You go, and then I'll go.
Well, as the stars align, sorry, let me stop bullshitting. Damn, I'm about to sound like real remedial right now. Spin the question to me again. Just spin it to me one more time so I can fully prepare myself to,
oh man,
you know, respond.
We've all been here before.
Right.
Well, I don't know if we all been here, but I'm going to say I've been here. You cheat.
Right.
You a scumbag. You a dirty nigga.
Right.
You
just another fuck nigga.
You just okay, another fuck
okay.
Nigga.
Okay, okay. You talking about as a man.
Scenario.
You step out and you sleep with a female.
Right.
That's not the female you talk to.
Exactly.
And these are the names that you are and the thing. Okay,
yes,
I get
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Okay, oh yeah,
scenario.
This is perfect. I've
scenario.
Been here a lot. Okay.
All right.
But then,
on the other hand,
when she do it,
whereas if a woman is to go out and cheat,
the way she spend it to you,
you were not satisfying my needs. You were not fulfilling something. And that was her general reason for stepping out.
So
her reason for cheating is more justified than therein.
Your reason for cheating, as in...
Okay.
May I? You spun it to me. May I answer real quick?
Go ahead.
All right, cool.
Because I know.
I believe that is total bullshit.
I just want to say this.
And go ahead. Go
you
ahead.
Are a whore.
Yo, but wait. Yo, I can't... Listen to what I'm saying, because I kind of agree with what you're talking about here. Listen, it's like this. If you're the man, and you step out, and now she's calling you all types of that and dirt, but... The woman, and like, let's switch it back into even playing field, but now the woman steps out, oh, you weren't fulfilling my needs, this, them, yada, yada. Yo, take accountability on both ends. That's how I feel on both ends.
Right.
As a man, even if shawty isn't fulfilling your needs, even if you're not getting what you want at home and you do step out, even though you feel it's justified in your head, take accountability as a grown-ass man. And be like, and it took me a minute to conjure this thought. It's not a thought I always had. I'm a growing man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm wiser. I'm a lot older than I've been. You know what I mean? So, I'm not a lot older than I've been. That didn't sound real educated. I'm a lot older than I was. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned a lot more than I knew back then. But what I'm saying is, like, yo, on both ends, take accountability as an adult. Nigga, you stepped out. You cheated. You fucking cheated. You a cheater. Like, oh, shawty, I stepped out because you wasn't satisfied. You a fucking cheater. You could have talked about it. Did y'all communicate? You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that doesn't happen, communication. And I admit that I've been on the end where I so-called thought I put in efforts to communicate. And then when it wasn't going my way, I just said, fuck it, and did what I wanted. I just said, fuck it, left it alone, left it how it was, and let it fester how it festered. You feel me?
I can dig that. Yeah. But let me bring it back to Bino, because
yeah,
Bino looked like he got a lot to say about
y'all
this.
See, he got the, yeah.
First
yeah.
of all, I feel as though Ace was speaking from a standpoint of a man that's in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. At the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm going to call a spade a fucking spade. And let's be real. All right.
Let's be
like,
I like that.
If me and you together, and some way, somehow, your needs are not met, you don't talk to me about it?
That's what I just...
You don't open your fucking mouth and say,
righteous.
I feel as though
righteous.
We should... You know, do this, that, and the third.
And do something about it.
But you go out and...
Step the fuck out.
you say cock slide?
Cock slide?
I mean, at the end of the day, I agree with you, too. He's talking about, you know what I mean, take accountability, communication, and all that. But let's be real. Men, females cheat just as much as we do.
But better because they
just know how to conceal the shit. Yeah. Let's be real.
I tell my
man. Way better.
Let's be real.
I'm 100%.
And yeah, it's a double standard.
Super.
It's a double standard. And as far as the hitting.
Women are more tactically well equipped than men.
Females are way more tactically well equipped.
Way more tactically well equipped. And niggas not even. You know what? Excuse me. Niggas not even hip.
You know what females do? And this is why I love females so much. But you know what they do? They have this thing when they play dumb. Like, but they really know how to play the role so good because it gets to the point you like, yo, am I fucking tripping? Like, but you know for a fact you not tripping. Like,
but then if that don't go on long enough, though, and you not.
It's the power of pussy, bro.
Ooh, I ain't gonna make you drunk, bro.
Like.
What did you say? Yo, in season 1, you had said one thing that stuck in my head. Bro. The mind is strong.
But the flesh is weak.
Yo, that's real shit. Like,
but me on that hand, bro, I'm not really for all that. Like, I'm going to be real. You cheat on me and I find out, bro, like, it's over. It ain't nothing for us to talk about. You can go be with that boy. Like, and that's how that's going to go. It ain't going to be no me putting my hands on you. It ain't going to be no none of that. I'm a slide. You played yourself. Like, and as far as that putting your hands on me, we ain't going to do that. Like, fact.
All right. Well,
sisters, all that.
Gentlemen, my turn.
Yes, sir. Take the floor, sir.
Ultimately, yeah, I agree. I agree with both of y'all. Like, in a sense of, and I could be neutral in this environment because it's so great because, you know, both women and men and both, you know what I mean, ultimately even men will have different perspectives on this topic.
Also depends on what type of woman and or man you are.
Hold up. This is the big question. I'm sorry. This is the big question.
The cutoff.
Did the other one cheat first?
The response.
So, all right, let's look at it this way, then. All right, let's look at it in both lights, then. Let's say that.
Like, was it a cheat back? Now, if it was a cheat back, you can't be mad. Like, you brought that on yourself, bro.
Yeah, are we doing tit for tat, though?
But if it's a tit for tat thing, I feel as though we shouldn't even be together.
But I'm saying, yeah, just, you know what I mean? That's ultimately then where you say, like, it's over, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, wow. But this is where we're saying, I'm saying at the beginning. Because, like, normally this is what happens. And I don't know. I mean, I could look at it because I got homies like that, you know what I mean, that's been in both situations where it's been a rebound cheat and it's been a cheat. And it's women that I've been in, you know what I mean, I know that been in that situation. It's like, but it's ultimately always start like this, where the communication, it break, it stop, it cease, there's nothing, they're not talking, they're not doing nothing, boom. So what then happens in that scenario, either this person right here going to cheat or they, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. They already cheat.
When you say communication, do you mean the attention?
Yes, of course. The time, you know, yeah. You know, because what does that mean?
The attention or communication?
I feel as though that's when a lot of the turmoil comes in. Because what is attention at the end of the day? What is, I get communication. Communication is talking, really sitting there and trying to understand where each other coming from, but attention, I never understood what attention is, and that was where I always had my problem, because you don't show me enough attention. What the fuck is attention?
Do you want me to literally sit there and
stare at you
all fucking day long? Like, 'cause if I do that, do you understand that I will not literally be able to provide anything for you other than this organ of mine?
I'm going to tell y'all where y'all niggas is fucked up at, because, and I'm not, no disrespect to my homies, and I'm telling y'all, because y'all got it fucked up, because attention is key. That's what y'all be missing.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I'm listening.
Attention is the time and the effort that you put in, the small details that you put in, because you don't pay attention to that shit Why you courting a girl because you done did it so many times, bro?
Right.
You know why?
It's natural.
Because us as men, we get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that.
That does happen.
And I can say that.
You will forget to keep applying that pressure.
Yes, yeah.
But you know what else? But you know what else?
Not even
you forget. You forget that it's 15 other motherfuckers that want her.
Right.
You don't forget that, though.
Like no.
Sometimes you get forget.
You forget. You do, and that's when you get comfortable.
That's when you get comfortable. You forget, like, oh, I was just one of these 15 motherfuckers.
Right.
Like,
you fact. Yo, you fact.
What's the fucking word that I'm trying to say? I want to explain my standpoint, my background to the statement that you just placed. You feel me? What I'm
saying
is, how
about just do it right now instead of explained it.
Just say it.
Hello, man. It's the hell. I'll be going with it. Yo, what I'm saying is, like, coming from that standpoint, right, where you just said what you just said, it's kind of fucked up because I kind of forgot my rebuttal. But long story short, what I'm saying is, dog, like, all right, I get you saying where we have it fucked up is the time and the effort that you put in. But coming from a good man's standpoint, I understand that there are 15 other motherfuckers on her head, but it's like, in some cases, I don't think that you necessarily forget it. Coming from my standpoint, you get tired of trying to fight for that because it's like, I'm trying to show you everything that you're asking me to do. I'm trying to do everything you're asking me to do. I'm not necessarily trying to throw it in your face that I'm doing it, but I'm trying to be there, be more attentive, be more in communication. Hey, how was your day? Call you more, talk to you more. You know what I'm saying? See what's really going on in your head. Oh, snap, we need something. Go pick it up. Be in the crib because I know we need it and I know it's going to make you happy. I tried doing that. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, I'm speaking from past experiences. I ain't worried about one.
No, man.
I'm still wrong.
No, people. I'm not. That's your opinion, bro. We over here speaking your opinion. I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong or by pursuing her. Nah, what I'm saying is just simply the what y'all saying is like, how much more can I give you?
Okay,
It's just that's what they looking for, that natural, you know, that natural chemistry that y'all had in the beginning. Like ultimately that fades. You know what I'm saying? But then that's where real communication has to start. That's where you have to then like. This is my new thing, yo. It's like, the manipulation shit is over. You know what I mean? Right. All the pretty shit is over. You know what I mean? All the sunshines and rainbow is over. And if you can't have that conversation where it's like, yo, you're being manipulative at this moment. You can't acknowledge this. I don't want to.
That's what it turned into. Because
we not smart. Like,
that's
not,
all it turned
not,
into, though.
Not, yeah, okay. But I'm saying, like. But I'm saying that's not real love. If I can't have that conversation, if I can't have that one conversation where we talk about then the mental level or the aspect of everything that's going on the mental level.
That's what I want. That's what I like to fucking do.
That's it.
See, this the whole thing, though, bro. It's levels to that shit. It's levels to that shit, bro. Like, and at the end of the day, let's be real. Females get fucking comfortable, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Females get comfortable, too. Like, after that phase over, when they feel as though they don't gotta, and honestly, I'm not really a big fan of it. But when they feel as though, oh, he already seen me like this, I don't gotta do it. Like, bro, but you get all proper and shit to take an Instagram pic. Like,
ow, can that really bother you though?
No, it's a simple fact, bro. Don't come at me about shit.
What?
Right.
Like,
what?
If you don't like, hold
right.
time out.
Right.
Like. Hold
right,
time out,
right,
bro.
Right.
Cause now I feel as though you want some Johnny Cochran shit for these females, bro.
No, but I always like to, cause we can't be up here just defensively shooting.
I'm not defensively. I'm not. Listen, I'm not Harlem
right
Knighting no female, bro. I'm not shooting no female in the pinky
toe.
But at the same time, bro, I'm gonna call a spade, bro. Like.
Cause I'm the
first
one
of all,
we
gonna
to the forefront,
man,
my
fact,
man.
Fuck that. I'm gonna do real life shit. If y'all together or not, married or not, if y'all living together, bro,
right.
What is attention?
Right.
What is attention?
That's
Time out. We grown ass people here.
That is the question.
What the fuck
is
attention? You got a job. I got a job. You work hours. I work hours. 9 times out of 10, the motherfucker you living with, you got a kid with. Y'all got a whole nother seed. So 9 times out of 10, when she talking about attention, okay, when you come in from work, you want some me time. What's me time nowadays? What, you want to blow a L, sit, talk for a minute? If we got time, we can get some fucking going on before we got to go get the baby. Like, on some real shit, let's speak real life shit. It's the overwhelming shit that go on that hit these females on some real shit, and they don't know how to communicate and talk about it. That's how they run to the social media shit. That's how motherfucking niggas, that's how they step out. That's how, I seen a post the other day. I seen a post the other day, bro. It said, motherfuckers cheat because outside pussy is harder to get than in-house pussy. And that's some world
shit. In-house pussy is harder to get than outside.
Nigga, yeah. The same. But that outside that. Pussy is easier to get than in-house pussy.
Yeah, that's what they did.
At the same,
yeah.
at the end of the day, bro, that's a real life fucking fact. That's a real life fact, bro.
I'm about to cry, man. Like, y'all niggas can't be spitting this truth like that.
No, man. We gotta go. That's a real life fact. At the same time, now I'm about to get on my shit. I'm going to keep it real. Females, they got her. They got to come home. They got to cook the dinner. If the dinner not already made or whatever, if they ain't pick it up.
Fact.
The babies got to make sure they straight. Make sure they shit ready for school and all that.
Right.
They be under shit. You, boy like me, you know what I do? And it's documented proof. All right, babe, come here. Let me rub your feet.
Right.
You mean? Let me give you a massage real quick. You know what? I'm this type boy anyway. Let me kiss that thing a couple times. You feel me? You mean, let me ease you. We don't even gotta have sex. I don't gotta poke you. Let me just kiss that thing a couple times. Let me bless you real quick.
Fact.
You see what I'm saying? This the reality of it. But at the end of the day, certain feelings be on the, I'm tired. Don't touch me. And then it's about trust. Because 9 times out of 10, she getting that motherfucking attention at work. Like, what is attention? This the shit I'm on. I get talking is talking. That's talking. That's communication. What is attention? What's attention?
It's that reinforcement of one's ego.
So reassuring is what you're saying.
So you mean reassurance?
So why don't you say? So why don't they say reassurance instead of attention?
But you can't.
Again, word association.
Again, we gotta be able to communicate on the higher level before. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying to you now. Like,
right.
I respect it.
Because that's just like the layers of the relationship shit you was talking about.
Yeah, if we gonna dress it up and say, like, this is fucking attention that you want. No. What it really is
reassurance.
Reassurance. You want to know.
Say that.
That I still love you.
That
you're the only one.
That you still sexy.
That's all you gotta fucking say.
Don't say
it. At the end of the day, I'm gonna bring it back to some shit every black mother said. Every mother said, period. Now I'm going to single it down to black mouths.
Yeah.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Every motherfucker says that.
If you feeling some type of way, open your mouth and tell me how you feeling.
So let me ask y'all this. So what? So in that sense.
Oh.
Let me ask y'all this.
Weed problems.
When...
trying to cheat
when those man. Now have you ever been in a situation when those words were uttered?
Closed mouths don't get fed.
No, the words that we're actually looking for in response to them to say
attention.
I need attention or to then elevate that and say
I have been in that, to say exactly what you was about to say. I need some time. Basically, I was pinned into a corner. And, like, it's not nothing recent, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really happy in my relationship, you know what I'm saying? Complex know what's up, you know what I'm saying? Love you, girl. What I'm saying is, like, I've been in a situation where it's, like, I've been told all I need, like, sometimes you just want reassurance to know that you still love me type shit. And it's, like, I've been told that, and it's, like, from my end, I felt like I put that out. So I was just confused as to, like, what more reassurance do you want? Like, because I'm right here. I live with you. Yes, I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. I done left fun. Like, pure, unadulterated fun. Like, Kevin Hart shit. Ha! What's up, Nick Dog? Nigga, you crazy. Like, you know, all that fun. To go just sit and chill.
You know what it
and
is.
And it's still complaints.
You know what it
is. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand that at my younger age. At my younger self, I didn't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And I keep it a buck. I keep it a buck about that. Go ahead, man.
There's going to be a lot of that shit in this day and age, bro. I'm gonna be real, because this day and age is not about none of that. It's about attention from the outside.
Right.
It's not about the inside. It's not about the relationship, bro.
It's about them likes on Instagram.
It's about this, bro. It's about this.
You walking by.
It's about the simple fact he posted me. They know I'm a factor in his life. I'm somebody. He's not out this joint single, which really don't fucking matter at the end of the day.
It don't mean nothing no more.
Because a nigga gonna do what he wanna do at the end of the day. Just like a female gonna do what the fuck she wanna do at the end of the day. Don't get caught up on this outside. Don't look for reassurance from fucking outside people, bro.
That's just our
money. Or sis, whoever this may apply to, facts. Females and men. Don't look for no fucking reassurance from the outside party. Because at the end of the day, everybody got a fucking story. The best thing about it is to keep your shit discreet. Happiness is discreet. Like,
facts.
Discreet is happiness. Like, happiness is peace. Peace is happiness. I don't know how many times they're going to remix this shit. Leave that shit to y'all. Like, because as soon as you post him, it's going to be a random female that hits your inbox. Damn. He. As soon as he posts you, it's going to be a random nigga. Damn, me and Shorty used to talk the whole time the niggas was texting your phone and you never replied back to him.
Facts.
Like.
Facts.
Then from there, it's an automatic, like, come on, man. I can talk about this shit all day, bro. Because I fell victim to this shit plenty of times, bro. It's not about none of that, bro. It's about reinsurance from outside. It's about a fucking post. It ain't about none of that, bro. It's about a post. Like, if it's really about, like, as I said before, attention to me is me and you sitting down talking, watching a movie, and that's not attention, bro, that's bonding. Like, right. Like if you want to bond more, if you were talking about spending time. Okay, that's spending time. Like, attention confuses me because it's like, what do you mean by attention? Like, I don't get it, like. And I understand completely what you saying.
Right.
Completely what you saying. And I understand where the female's coming in. But me, Bino, I don't get that shit.
See, but, I feel like that's where, I don't know.
You know, like, you want me to sit in the house the whole day with you? I could do that.
I can't speak for you. I can't speak for other men.
From a different perspective.
But I understand it for me, different light. What I learned from my experience and multiple relationships, because I'm a, like I said, a monogamy guy. Like I done crafted my way around the world in this crafty world. But monogamy is the professional term that I like to use when I refer to this thing. So I'm pretty good at it, I think. Right. But like when that happens, I feel like that's just where it gets stagnant. If you feel like it's just if it's the sitting around part of it, that's where it. That's where I think, you know, so many of us, we like, I think I learned personally, we rush into, like, relationships. You know what I mean? We get in too deep. We hit the back wall or something.
And blur the lines a little bit.
And it blur the lines. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real. We hit the back wall or something, and they start telling you that they love you and all this other shit. You start getting fucked up because you back there. You shouldn't
have been back there.
I'm gonna keep it on.
Hit that button.
You shouldn't be back there.
But you know what's real though, cousin? I feel as though that comes, like, that attention shit, that attention seeking shit, it comes into play a lot when one of them has nothing going on. I feel as though a female that's fucking working, that's waking up every day.
They got something to do.
They got fucking something to do.
Deal with the outside world. That shit really does.
She's not worrying about no motherfucking attention.
She worried about keeping the fucking bills paid.
She's worrying about handling her business, getting back home to her fucking man and her baby at the end of the day, and getting the fuck out these people's face. Just like a man. At the end of the day, a man that's working, and let's be real, as a man, period, nothing feels better after a fucking long day than a fucking female in a hot shower. Like,
yeah, boy.
What?
Yeah.
And I mean, even if that's just like saying, yo, we about to watch a movie.
Right.
A female companion, bro, they company, bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, a female company to a man is everything, bro.
Can you rub my head? Can you rub my head?
But I think that's where I think we as men, and not us, not you, but the people that with women that say that they lack the attention is those small things and those efforts and those moments. Like, You know, look at it like this. I look at it like this. If y'all both working, right, 8 hours a day, y'all got a kid, so y'all probably spend maybe like 2 to 3 hours alone together, maybe. And that's like the baby sleep, and then y'all go to sleep, get up, and y'all together for a couple minutes, get to do what y'all got to do in the morning, and maybe on together on the weekend, maybe a whole day, if that, 2 days, maybe.
Saturday, Sunday.
If y'all got it like that. Now, like, in those moments, that's where you can't, like, do what you want to do.
And yeah, it's why? About family.
It's because those moments is valuable.
Very valuable.
And that's where, like, I feel like, even then, let's say, minus the kid, then.
Okay, take the kid out the scenario.
Take the kid out the situation, 8 hours a day together on the weekend. You still have to be mindful of that time. Which means, like, all right, I'm balancing it to look at, he got to spend time with, you know what I mean? Like, as the man, you know what I mean? He got to spend time with Bang Bang. She got to spend time with her homie so that she could
balance
and be her.
Right.
But then y'all also got to then work in time for each other. See, right. But then we're a lot of times we're us as niggas, you know what I mean? And then this is where, like, the bitches... Excuse my language. I'm so sorry. That's me and my
yeah, name. You know, we be talking. The look, women. The women.
They know what you mean.
The women, they say stuff to you like, you're not paying me enough attention. And they say that because, or they make the comment or the bromance comment. Because me, you know what I mean? Because now you hanging out with this nigga so much. You spending so much time with him. Because now those we don't think about it, though.
I dare
but you. Cause we constantly in this cycle, and I'm saying because I'm victim of it too. Like I've been
I'm
working,
really learning a lot.
I've been working like a 6 hour. You know what I mean? I've been working all my whole life. You know what I mean? Ever since I've been in school, I've been working that same schedule, like where my day was full, but not understanding, like being attentive to those small moments that I had. Cause I'm partying with my niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here running errands, doing this, that, and the third. But then I'm still like, all right, but I'm making 30 minutes, 40 minutes for this chick, so I can go. Have sex with her, have a little bit of a conversation with her. That ain't no relationship.
Right. Yo, I've been on that standpoint because I was an athlete at a point in time. Like,
you know, right. You know
I don't consider myself
like,
an athlete no more because I don't participate in football. But at a point in time, it was I had to work. I had to make time for my girl. I also had to make time to be aware and participate in everything with my team. So I got to work out. Like, you know, I used to train with my homies, do some boxing, like cardio. You know what I'm saying? Go hit the gym sometimes. Not consistently, but I would have to practice and all that. And there'd be times where I'd be tired and all the stuff that I was doing in the beginning, it fades out because I'm eventually tired, but I'm expecting you to know that I'm tired. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm trying my best to continue doing what I'm doing. Like, say, like, as far as, like, rubbing somebody go to sleep, like, do it, but then you fall the fuck asleep. You be tired. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm doing it because I don't want to do it no more. I'm motherfucking tired, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but I dig the communication thing that you get,
and
because
that's,
it's like,
that's where you got.
You can just say like, yo, listen, I know the norm of this, but I am beat and I am tired. Like,
but see,
you
know what I'm saying? But like, then that's where, like,
that's just an example amongst many.
But I gotta tell you, and then this is where, like, I do advocate for women, and we gotta. And as men, like, we gotta step up. And
I
say,
I love women.
No, I'm not saying it because my, you know,
yeah,
we was throwing jabs. So I just want.
Now I'm just about
bang.
To
now I'm about to go to
the counter, right?
Yeah.
Hit him with a little rib shot.
But it's like, I love
now,
women. Go
now
ahead.
We gotta pay attention because, like, look at what women really do. Like, now if you do got a woman that's,
I had to do that.
Like, if you really do got a woman that's like locked in, you know what I mean? And she loyal. I'm straight on that. And she busting down and doing what she gotta do, which is like taking care of kids, working. You know what I mean? Like, as a man, like what I had to start realizing is that even though I work 60 hours on those days off, I can't say I'm tired. I don't have the right to say I'm tired. You know what I mean? That time belongs to them.
Facts. I dig it. I respect that. I respect that.
And that's if you are a man. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
I respect that a whole lot. I can, and you know what though? Like I said, I'm really learning a lot about who I used to be and learning about like who I become now. You know what I'm saying? It's like now acquiring the knowledge that I required. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I look back like, shit could have went differently. But I look back at the experience because it's like now I'm like, I'm just so grateful for what I got. You feel me?
But see, this all hindsight, man. I ain't no guru. I ain't no monk. But yeah, you know what I mean? I had time to just sit back and really
reflect.
My mom always just say, hindsight is 20/20. Yo, that used to kill me, bro. That used to kill me. But now, like, it kills me as an adult when I look at it. Like, every little mistake or decision or choice I made. But then I look at, like, the chess moves now. Like, how I be moving now.
That's just called growth and maturity,
you gotta grow, cause shit goofy out here, dog. Like, for real,
goofy. But I think that brings us into our 9+10 moment.
9+10.
You know, 9+10.
This is a funny ass joint. This is a funny ass boy. Hit it one more time for him. Let him hear it.
What's
9+10? 9+10 is the segment, is the part of the segment where we like the clown, like the dickhead of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just some funny shit, just something to loosen up. And this one goes out, shout out to my man, Mr. 87SS. Found him on Facebook, posted this crazy video. This shit is hilarious. Basically, long story short, asked his mama, what was the pillows on the back of the headboard for? And she told him, straight up, like, you know what I'm saying, like, straight up, none of that, straight up, he be blowing me out from the back, and I wanted to sound like, pat, pat, but then she started going into sales with the shits, like, yo, Mars was with it, she was like, I don't need to go pat, pat, like, yeah, yeah,
and daddy, she wasn't. She wasn't old little mama.
She was a big mama.
She was for big real. Mama for real.
But she just kept iterating and going into detail. And just like, what?
And with that being said, Ace, you know me being me and all gotta be the asshole.
Asshole.
I gotta ask this question.
Question.
You and Stu.
Oh, shit.
Do you feel as though you could ask?
Oh, shit.
And sit through the answer?
Shout out to my mama for this answer that I'm about to give because she knows exactly what the hell I'm about to say. Yo, I was bold as fuck one time. I came in the crib. I was fried.
Hold on, wait. You asked your mom?
I was high.
Oh, shit.
But here's the answer she gave me, and it's so fly. I asked it on some fly shit. And the answer she gave was so subtle, but so bold. It was like, I was like, Mom, listen. You said dad was a fan of James Brown, Marvin Gaye.
No. Why are we having this conversation?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, Mom, and you listen to Parliament. I got a question. Just what exactly was the playlist and or song that I was conceived to? And she said, boy, Lord,
you asked that,
that is none of your damn business. What happened, happened, and you hit it. Ooh, okay.
That was pretty smooth.
Well, all right. Touche. Now, mind you, the reason I said that, now you would think it's about to be something bold and shit. I really, once I got older, thought about a lot of, I be thinking about a lot of shit, like, and it's fucked up. I be watching porn and shit, and I be thinking about a lot of shit. It's like, yo, that's really somebody's daughter. And it's like, yo, would I really want to know what my mom's was doing when I was made? I don't think I want to know that. Because I know what I be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit. Videotape myself asking my mom.
This is a bittersweet moment for me because, you know, my mom is with Allah, you know, peace be to my mother.
Oh, rest in peace.
She with Allah, so I don't gotta ask her that. And I wouldn't dare ask my mom no shit like that.
Woo, I told you I was high as shit.
I don't even want to know the answer, man. My mom's an angel. My Still, pop, though, me and my pop talk all the time, so I know my pop. You feel me? Stu, how you feel?
That's a question that I would never ask my mother. Because, no, like, my mom's not going to give me that answer. And I know she's going to hit me with the, you sure you want to know the answer? And I'm like, no.
You know what? You're not, I don't even know why I thought about it. No.
And my mom's a God-fearing woman. We not having that conversation. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all.
Oh, shit.
I got a question for y'all.
Let's get it.
So, Ace, you don't got no kids yet.
No.
But me and Stu, we fathers.
Fathers.
Shout out.
Shout out to
good fathers.
But I'm going to put you in this situation anyway.
Okay.
Because you will be a father.
Eventually.
At some point. You will be a father at some point. What would your response be when your child calls you, ah, you old dad, you a weird, like, nobody worrying about you, dad. You weird.
Yeah, I know that's coming. Yo. Like, you know, already get on my
nerves. Like, how you, what would you, I'll tell y'all my answer, but what would y'all answer be?
Man, honestly, in my frame of thought that I'm thinking right now,
all
right,
if your son, if your son at 15, 14, dad, come on, man, you old pop, like, nobody worrying about, man, you weird, dad. Yo. Of course, in a joking manner, but yeah. Like, you know, you wear like, that. Yeah. Like,
you know what? I won't even know what I would do. I'd be like, "What? This little motherfucker think he got what?" a part of me want to go over there and punch him in his goddamn chest. Punch him in his damn chest. The fuck? The fuck you mean? I'm
weird. Like,
yo, I don't even know
what weird is.
I said that to my pop. Like, yo, my pop is my biological father, a young boy, but my pop is my pop. He's been in my life since I said that to him. I'm like, man, all right, man, whatever, man. You ain't the spring chicken you used to be. It's my 15th birthday. Never forget. I'm sitting my fat ass on the goddamn couch. We just went out. He just cooked me a big ass breakfast. Then we just went out to eat. And then he just bought some dessert home. And I'm sitting home. I'm on the jump. He just sprung out of nowhere. He's 15 fast, hard-ass punches. Bro, these shits hurt. These motherfuckers, yo, his hands are like stones already. And his fingers, his fingers are the size of those vice grips, nigga. Like, yo, like, real shit. Yo, he cuts the, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, oh, God. Yo, my arm was sore for a week. I'm no bullshit. No bullshit, bro. That shit, yo.
So, and I'll answer after. I mean,
yeah.
I could go. Matter of fact, I'll let
don't,
you answer.
Don't sleep on the old heads, y'all. Don't sleep on the old Stu heads.
Stu, you know, my niece at 15. It's your love. You have a son later on. He 15. Dad, you weird. Like, come on, ain't nobody. Come on, Dad.
Dad, I ain't even know what you talking about.
At that point, like, hopefully me and my daughter's conversation has evolved to where, like, I could go ahead in the midst to, like, cook her ass. Like, I could go to the midst to go ahead and just snap and go to cook her ass. Like,
yo,
fuck out of here. I'm over here cooking, fucking your mom and paying all the bills in the house. You'll be fucked up.
And it's funny you said that.
Oh,
because
shit.
Me, and you know me, my oldest is 7 now. So, you know, me and him, that's my best friend. So,
I dig that.
And I was asked this question, and I'm going to answer it just as I
Because I know I care.
like, I'm going to just say it like this, like, young boy, I used to be fucking your mother.
Right.
I used to be baking your mother.
Like,
from my nuts.
Like, at one point in time, your mom was getting hit from the back, grabbing the covers, screaming for Black Jesus.
Screaming for Black Jesus. Like, Lord.
I could never be weird.
Like, right.
You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
I could never be weird.
You went behind the ears, ass.
The sauce you got now
came from me.
Right,
nigga, you are a product of the sauce, nigga.
My son asked me the other day, because I picked my son up the day from school, right?
Yeah.
And he asked me about, you know, because I got my son in boxing.
Right.
And I asked him, did he want to go to the gym and all that? And I asked him, has he been boxing? Like, has he been going to the gym? He was like, yeah, I could beat you now. I'm like, oh, shit. And I had to look at him, and I smiled, though, because I'm like, if this not me, man.
Right.
Like, he'll go at an elephant just like he'll go at an ant. You right. feel me? But it's like, I'm like, boy, you will never be able to beat me.
Like, yeah, like, well, once he start towering over you,
see, he already tall. Yeah. He already tall.
How old is your oldest son?
My oldest son is 7, and he's already, like, to my chest.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But at the end of the day, bro, these bombs coming crazy. Like, this the whole thing, baby. You got that boxing instinct from your daddy. It wasn't no fighters on that side. It wasn't no fighters on that side. Let's be real. You guys are Filipino.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Manny Pacquiao.
You funny.
But we not doing that. You a pretty boy, baby. You a poppy.
Leave that boy alone.
Yo, that's crazy.
But I just feel as though I had to ask y'all that. Because when I heard that question, I was laughing. But I'm like, I can see my son saying
that. Yo, it's funny as shit. Because I got nieces and nephews.
Like, yo, you a weirdo, cuz. Like, my daughter look at you like, she look at everybody like, yo, you a weirdo, cuz.
Yo,
like,
that shit, it really.
But see, my response is always going to be, like, I was paying the bills. I was paying mine. Like, I can never be a weirdo. Ever.
And then at the end of the day, you look like me.
You look like me.
So who
you are me.
Who you think really put the work in here? Like,
yeah, fuck that last thing. I don't even know what I'm about to say.
Man.
That's some real shit, dog.
But please, leave that. Leave that. So is it hard for y'all to accept the fact that you guys, that you know, your parents, you know? You know.
What? Fuck?
Have sex?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
No.
I mean, I think it's more hard for my parents to accept that or understand that I understand that.
I don't understand how that is. Like, listen, I'm like, well, fuck it. Obviously, y'all fuck because I'm here. I know that kids come from fucking, so y'all had to get busy at some point in time.
Right.
To make me, and all of a sudden, now I'm in this world where fucking is a thing, and now I want to fuck some bitches, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, as a young man coming in the world type shit, like, yeah, like, well, yeah.
Did you guys ever get caught fucking?
Nah, I was a good kid. I didn't get caught doing shit. I think I got caught jacking off one time.
Oh, you're a freak. What about you, cuz? You ever got caught fucking? In the act? After? Before?
One time, but not by my parents, by my sister. Yeah, I was, had a friend over.
Shout out to cuss.
Wasn't supposed to be in town. I wasn't supposed to be in town. They came all the way down from undisclosed location.
We ain't dropping no,
bombs, but came down and like, I'm like, yo, you really can't be here. Because my mom, she not really with that. I'm a grown man now, and I still probably will not have sex in my mom's house.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I respect the fuck out of that.
Because she not with it. Like, only if it's my wife would she let me have sex in her house. And I respect her for that. Like, no disrespect. I would never disrespect her like that. Now. No, because I got, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand that level of respect when I was a kid. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's like, alright.
Well, I thought you were about to ask me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I already know. You don't gotta tell me. Right, I'm not asking you nothing that I really don't know. I already don't know, man. You know,
I kind of know you.
You know what I'm saying? So, back to what I was saying. Like, now, has it been done yet? Back to this story. This joint got real too, like,
oh, shit.
Because she wasn't supposed to be there. She came down. She was like upset, and I that's my friend. Like, we still friends to this day. She was upset. Like, we had, my basement is finished, so we had like a bedroom down there. Okay. So like, I didn't want to take her down there because it's the basement. Like, who wants to take somebody in the basement? Like, that's like, kind of like. And my room was upstairs, but my mom would have killed me if she just walked in there. And, like, I don't come home. You know what I mean? So, if I was coming to visit, she come in that room. Hey! Is she somebody else in that bed? Yeah, it's a rat.
Oh,
at that point, I'm like, 20, 21. Still, I'm grown.
Right.
But, my, you know, respect. So, like, I'm downstairs on the couch. Like, and my sister is upstairs. Like, my sister's Joe. Like, she's Joe, so she already know my friend's here. So I'm like, yo, like, yeah, I'm thinking my sister's gonna stay upstairs the whole time. Like, no, my sister comes downstairs. And then she but I heard her, so I scour, because now at this point, I'm...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm right. In motion of doing what I'm doing.
Right.
Boom, I'm all the way in the living room now on the floor. It's just...
Oh, shit.
Like, so my sister come downstairs and start turning the lights on. I'm like, yo! So I done... Oh! I done, like, I done scour back to the kitchen, like...
With God damn that, Lord Jesus!
Yo,
what the fuck?
What? Chill, you drunk. And then, you know,
What are you doing?
Data's all indisposed, but, you know, they got that, this lady trust. Ladies on lady trust is amazing. I always commend other ladies being comfortable around being naked around other ladies. Like,
right.
Because that's just, not saying I got a thing about it, like, but listen, man, ever since I was a young boy, that shit used to weird me out.
Jeez. Locker room, like, all that shit. I played football, so now
I was not on that. I'm talking about the old ass men. Like, listen, dog, these old ass men. Look, I swear on life, I used to work out every morning at 5 a.m. at the YMCA, 5:30 a.m. It used to open up, dog. Go in there, I'm hitting my workout. I hit the shower, I hit the sauna. Bro, what does it take to just put a towel on, my man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, them old men, they kinky. Like.
Yo, just like, and then they like, then just they looking walking. Down, and I'm like, yo, and I'm like, and I'm just kind of like, I'm look, you know, my thing is, you always train to never look at another man. You don't know. You just keep your head up.
Exactly.
Like, on OG.
Not just them. Like, they checking out everything. Hey, nice.
And they might tap you. Yo, you get the bar. Like, yo.
Get the fuck out of here. Listen, fuck out of that bullshit, man.
Commending you is... Come on, man.
Young boy, let's go. I see you, young boy. What the fuck do you see, Orton?
What do you see?
What the fuck is the fuck? Right here. You are on some shit. Fuck out of here, dog. Hey, yo, you funny as shit.
What you mean, you
fucking
do it?
Right, fuck.
Oh, hey, what you talking about?
No, fuck out of here, dog.
What you mean, you see me, you do
it? We don't do that shit on this side.
You good on it?
You good on it? Hey, yo, boy, you good?
That's a quick jump. Oh, you good? You good on it? That's a deal with somebody got a problem. My man, you good?
Man, listen, y'all. We just want to end the night on, yo, listen, if you out there, do your thing, have an open mind, go into everything with clear thoughts, listen to each other, do your thing, love each other, man, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Ace the Face, saying we out, Bino, say we out.
We out, man. Y'all be safe and all that. We see y'all next Friday.
Peace, love, and tranquility. Stu Pipe, Paul!
We out, y'all.
We out, y'all. Have a blessed one. Take it easy. Man, love.